Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you're transferring?
Hello, my name is Lamaya. I'm transferring Kendall, last name BRCKINS for Roundup. Is he ready for transfer?
Yes, go for it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Kendall?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. Thank you for calling the Roundup helpline. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
Okay, I'm making it. I'm okay.
Okay. Well, I hope nothing but the best for you. With that being said, I'm going to try to get through this intake as quick as possible, and I'm going to ask all the required questions. A couple of them are a bit repetitive, so bear with me. Do you have a certain subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
It was just the non-Hodgkin's? Okay. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
No? And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
February 15, 1985.
And when were you diagnosed?
June 10, 2023.
June 10, 2023. Okay. So you're about 38 years old at the time of diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home, at work?
It was home, around my garden area.
Okay, and can I get the address of where you sprayed it?
507 Ranchero Circle.
507 Ranch.
Ranchero Circle, yes. Ranch, E-R-O, Circle.
Okay, and what state is this?
Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan, Alabama, okay. So I have 507 Ranchero Circle in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36301.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, did you have any colleagues, neighbors, or any others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
Yes, my mom used to spray it, but she stopped.
Okay. And was your mom affected by it at all?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then, how many years did you spray Roundup for?
A long time.
If you have to estimate.
Around 10, 11, 11 years.
11 years? And have
like
you sprayed Roundup?
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I say from like 2012 to 2023 around that area.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
No, this is a smartphone.
Okay, and are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the following is going to be your past illnesses or current illnesses. These are yes or no's. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Organ transplant?
No, ma'am.
Autoimmune disease?
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis B?
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis C?
No, ma'am.
Epstein-Barr?
No, ma'am.
Lupus?
No, ma'am.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No, ma'am.
Diabetes?
No, ma'am.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what cancer was that?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, 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 no
Okay.
cancer.
Okay. And then did you have a family history of cancer?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Alrighty. I'm gonna have you spell your first name for me.
Kendall.
Kendall. And your middle name?
Morqui.
Morqus. And your last name?
Qui.
Oh, Quis.
No, it's Morqui, just I.
Oh, just I. Okay. And then your last name?
Brackets, Brackins.
BRK. I'm sorry, say that again.
Brackins.
Okay, Brackins. Okay, perfect. And then did you have a suffix in your name, such as junior, senior?
No, ma'am.
No? And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a male.
Okay. And are you currently married?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then can I get your full social, please?
417-219-0053.
So I have 417-219-053.
Yes.
Okay, and then I just want to confirm for your date of birth. I have February 15th, 1985.
February 16th.
February 15th, 15.
1-6.
16. Okay, February 16th, 1985. Okay, and then can I get your height and weight, please?
6'2", 200 pounds.
You said 6'2" and 200 pounds.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I was watching commercials and stuff. I was looking at TV and decided to go get checked out.
Okay. And how long ago was this?
This was school. A while ago, I don't remember the exact date.
If you had to estimate the year?
It was 2023.
Okay, was it before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
So, if you were to estimate, would you say maybe around June 1st, 2023? Okay. And I just
Yeah,
want to
somewhere
confirm that.
around that area.
Okay. And I just want to confirm this is when you first became aware that your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma may have been related to Roundup? Or was it
Yes.
after you were diagnosed?
That was ill, well, like it was right before,
Okay. Alrighty.
Franklin.
And then can I get your email, please?
BrackensKendall@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have your first name, last name at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then for your phone number, I have 334-200-4188.
Yes, ma'am.
And is this your mobile number or your home number?
A mobile number.
Okay. And then how many times, if you had to estimate, how many times per year did you use Roundup?
Mostly summer months.
Mostly in
So
the summer.
I say like three, four times a month, the summer months.
Okay. And then would you say you used it for about 3 months?
Yeah, like yes, ma'am.
So the math on that would be about 9 to 12 times. If you had to pick a number, what would you say?
Probably around 10, 11.
10 times a year? Okay.
Yeah, so.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then we did say you started spraying Roundup in 2012. And was that in the beginning of summer of 2012?
Yes, ma'am.
So about May or June 1st?
Yeah, probably around May.
May 1st, okay. And then you stopped spraying around 2023. Was it around the time you were diagnosed or before or after that?
Around the time, Right after I got it, I stopped right there.
All right, so around June or July?
June.
So June 1st, 2023, does that sound correct? Of when you stopped?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Just gloves.
Just gloves, okay. And then when you applied it, you said you applied it at home. How big of an area was it applied to?
I have a little garden area, so probably, well, I usually spray it around the whole house, you know, to kill the weeds that's against the house. Then I spray it again around the garden, too, so.
Okay.
I say, I don't.
All right, no worries. I can write that down.
Okay.
And then I just want to confirm the state you used the product in was Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Next couple questions are a little bit repetitive, but I am required to ask them. Your exposure was residential, correct?
Yes.
And you were first exposed to Roundup directly by using it at home?
Yes.
And were you exposed to it directly or indirectly?
Directly, I found directly.
Okay. And did you personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time you used it, you were always there, or were you exposed by other people spraying it?
I was always there. I always used it.
Okay. And then if you had to estimate, how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life?
How many what now?
How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life?
I've been around Roundup since I was like 6 years old. So.
Okay. If you had to estimate, how many times did you come across Roundup?
39 years old. So since I was 6 years old, over 1,000 times.
Over 1,000 times. Okay. And did you get your water? Do you get your water from a well?
No, ma'am.
No? And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, ma'am.
And the type of Roundup you used, was it a concentrate or a premix?
It was a concentrate.
Okay. And then do you remember the story of where you purchased the Roundup?
Was it Lowe's or Ace Hardware? One of the two.
Lowe's or Ace Hardware?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then do you have any old receipts of your Roundup purchases?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you do come across anything that you have Roundup related, the attorneys ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it. That way they can use it to help your case, okay?
All right.
And have you ever smoked?
Tobacco.
Any type of smoking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
How many years have you smoked for?
Probably 21 years.
21 years. Okay. And are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can I get the name of your current employer?
Lazotica.
Lazotica?
Mm-hmm.
And where is that located? Is that also in Dothan, Alabama?
No, it's in Madonna, Georgia.
Okay, let's see if I can find it online. Is it Luxottica North America Distribution?
Yes.
Okay. And the address I have is 1729 to 1799 North McDonough Road in McDonough, Georgia, zip code 30253.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your job title there?
What is my what now?
Your job title. What is
my
your...
Job?
Yeah.
A production technician.
Technician?
Yes, a production technician.
Production technician. Okay, thank you so much. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, ma'am.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Yes, a long time ago.
Okay. Do you remember, or has your bankruptcy, I'm sorry, has your bankruptcy been discharged?
Yes.
Okay. And when was your bankruptcy discharged?
About 2012, 2011.
2011?
Yes.
And what court was your bankruptcy in?
In Dothan, Alabama.
Okay, let me go ahead and write that down. And then do you have any details that you'd want to add regarding the claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then any then minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. And then can I get the doctor that diagnosed you, do you remember the doctor's name?
Calvin Reed.
Gavin Reed?
Calvin Reed.
Calvin Reed. Okay. And where is he located?
Dothan, Alabama.
Okay, let's see. Calvin Reed and let's see. And the address I have for him is 210 Westside Drive in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36303.
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone number I have for him is 334-793-5074.
Yes.
Okay. And how has your diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, at times I still have trouble breathing, like I have taking deep breaths sometimes still, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
A little chest pain.
Well, again, I do want to say I hope you feel better. Do you have any medical record that shows proof of your diagnosis?
They're all in a hospital.
Okay, but the hospital has them? They exist?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to confirm. And then did you get treatment at all?
I did just 10 days treatment.
Okay. Where was the hospital where you're treated at or the facility?
UAB Hospital.
UAB Hospital. And that is in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you remember the name of the hospital? I mean, sorry, the name of the doctor.
Dr. Samuel McCrone, something like that. Yeah, Dr. Samuel McCrone.
McCone? Let's see.
Yes,
Samuel
Marcon.
Okay, I see
yeah.
it here. And do you remember the date of when you were treated?
July 18th, 2023, around that rate.
Okay. Just making sure I have everything spelled correctly. And then what kind of treatment did you receive? Was it a stem cell transplant, chemo, radiation, surgery?
I had chemo.
Chemo? Okay. Anything else?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
507 Ranchero Circle. Dothan, Alabama, 36301.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you have an emergency contact that lives with you or does not live with you?
Yes, I have one that lives with me.
Okay, and do we have permission to contact this person?
Yes.
Okay, and can I get their first and last name?
Jocelyn DeBose.
J-O-C-E-L-Y-N.
J-O-Y-C-E-L-Y-N.
J-O-Y-C-E-L-Y-N.
Yes.
Okay, and the last name?
DeBose, D-E-B-O-S-C.
D-E-B-O-S-C.
S-E.
S-E, okay. And then can I get their phone number, please?
678-984-1432.
Okay, and then who is this person to you?
That's my girlfriend.
Okay. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to review all the information and make sure I have everything in here correctly. So you don't currently have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, say that again?
I said yes, ma'am.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. And you were diagnosed roughly around June 10th, 2023?
Yes.
And you sprayed it at home at the address of 507 Ranchero Circle in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36301?
Yes.
Sprayed Roundup for roughly around 11 years?
Yes.
Okay, and I have your first name spelled Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L.
Yes.
And your middle name, M-O-R-Q-U-I.
Yes.
And your last name, Bracken, spelled B-R-A-C-K-I-N-S.
Yes.
And I have your social security number as 417-219053.
Yes.
And I have your date of birth as February 16th,
1985. Yes.
Okay. And I have your height and weight as 6'2", 200 pounds.
Yes.
And I have your email as BRACKINSKENDALL at gmail.com.
Yes.
And your phone number, I have 334-200-4188.
Yes.
Okay, and you directly sprayed Roundup. You've smoked for 21 years, is that correct?
Yeah.
And I have your current employer as Loxotica North America Distribution, located at 17291799 North McDonough Road, located in McDonough, Georgia, zip code 30253.
Yes.
Okay. And you are a production technician there?
Yes.
And you filed for bankruptcy in 2011 in Dothan, Alabama. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm. And your diagnosing physician name is Calvin Reed, located at 210 West Side Drive in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36303.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have the phone number for him as 334-793-5074.
Yeah.
And you received chemo at UAB Hospital located Birmingham, Alabama, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I have the doctor as Dr. Samuel Markram. And you were treated there around July
18, 2023? Yes.
And I have your current address as 507 Ranchero Circle in Dothan, Alabama, zip code 36301, and that is in Houston County.
Yes.
And then I have your emergency contact as Your girlfriend that lives with you, her name is Jocelyn DeBoy, spelled Joycelyn, last name DeBose.
Yes.
And I have her phone number at 678-984-1432.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and send you these documents right now. What I'll have you do is I'll have you go ahead and put me on speaker.
Okay.
Okay, so the documents, you just have to sign them. It's just proof of representation. After you sign these documents, the attorneys will be reaching out to you within 24 to 48 hours, but it is Friday, so there's a chance they won't reach out to you until maybe Wednesday next week. But what I'll do is I'm going to also send you a text from my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can always contact me. And if they don't reach out to you, I can always connect them to you as well. I just went ahead and sent over the documents. Let me know once you receive them and I can walk you through it. Did you receive it?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and click on the link, and it'll direct you to a DocuSign page. And then you kind of just have to click around with the yellow buttons. Again, if you have any questions, please let me know, okay?
Okay. All right, I'm at the. Hold on, please. Hold on, please.
No worries. Take your time.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, can you hear
Yes,
me?
ma'am. I'm still on the DocuSign.
Are you having any trouble at all?
Yeah, I had to go back. I forgot to. I went to the email instead of my. The regular one that you sent me in a text, but I'm on here now.
Okay, no worries. Either one works.
Okay. All right, I'm signing now.
Okay, perfect.
They keep taking me down on the yellow arrow.
Yeah, so follow that yellow area arrow after you sign, it'll direct you to where to go.
Trying to click on it. Okay. All right, I've finished it.
Finished it? Okay, let me see on my end.
Uh-huh.
All right, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and send you a text right now from my direct line. That's going to be, again, my main point of contact. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything like that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. If you bump into anyone that was affected by Roundup, you can send them my information as well. I'd love to help them. Again, in the next 24 to 48 hours, maybe not today just because it's a Friday going into the weekend, but I would give it until Wednesday for the attorneys to reach out to you. They'll be calling you just to verify the case, make sure everything looks good. Once they get that confirmation, they will go ahead and move forward with your case. They won't be able to start the case until they speak with you. So again, if you have any questions regarding the lawsuit, you can always ask them. They're super, super customer service oriented. But Kendall, I do want to thank you so, so much for your time. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you're feeling better. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And again, be on the lookout for the call from the attorneys, okay? If I need anything else from you, I will give you a call from that 949 number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.